The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Matthew. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question: Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Jesus said in reply, Go, tell John what you hear and see. The blind are regaining their sight, the lame walking, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news proclaimed to them. Blessed is the one who takes no offense at this. As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swaying in the wind? What did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then what did you go out for? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he is. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, these readings today are just set up to make a distinction that I would be willing to bet has not been made for most of you. And yet, if I get time, it's very clear in both the first and the third readings. There are two kinds of justice. The world, by and large, only understands one. It's called retributive justice. Someone does something wrong, you punish them. Now, that sort of satisfies our need for what we think is justice. It really doesn't change anything. It just punishes the person, gets them out of sight. When you spanked your kids, and probably you had to once in a while in kind and little ways, you really didn't change them. You restrained them, all right? Their mind didn't change. Their heart didn't change. They're basically just doing it because they know they're going to get spanked if they don't. Now, that's the best the world can do. That's called retributive justice, retribution. Our whole penal system is based on that. It's really vengeance. It's not justice. But that's all most people understand. Now, what we see revealed in the Bible, although unless you're studying it and looking for it, you won't see it. But Jesus makes it very clear. The first kind of justice is represented by John the Baptist. And that's why that powerful ending line, there's no man greater than John the Baptist. As far as he goes, he's wonderful. But he's all retributive justice. It's just, you guys are going to get it who've done wrong. Okay. There's another kind of justice. It's called restorative justice. Hardly anybody, except people like Nelson Mandela, these rare, enlightened human beings, tend to get it. And this is the way God does justice. He doesn't just inhibit you, punish you. In fact, most people's notion of purgatory and hell is entirely based on retribution. That God is somehow going to get his purposes done by burning you for 5 years or 50 years. Give me a break. I mean, that doesn't change anybody. People don't grow up. You just hate people who burn you. You don't fall in love with them. You'd think we'd figure this out, you know? That's just a description of what we're doing to ourselves. But God isn't doing that to you. When you do evil, you're punishing yourself. Evil is its own punishment. Goodness is its own reward. And that's heaven. But let me just point out how it's made clear in both the first and the third readings. In the middle of that first reading from Isaiah, said, Here comes your God. He comes with vengeance, with divine recompense. He comes to save you. And then, what are the subsequent lines? He will open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf will be cleared, the lame will leap like a stag, and the tongue of the mute will sing. The Lord will have ransomed his people. So restorative justice is to actually restore people to who they really are at their best. To change your mind, to change your heart. If you've got a kid on drugs, you probably have to restrain him or her, or punish her, or tell her there's going to be consequences, and I understand that. But you've got to know that doesn't really change the person. That's not restoring them. If they came home and said, "Mom, Dad, I'm sorry for what I've done. I've met the Lord. I've experienced love. I want to live a good life. I'm not going to do this anymore." That's when you have achieved justice. They are justified. This is the ears of the deaf being cleared, the lame leaping like a stag. And then the gospel is almost an exact repeat of the same theme. John the Baptist hears about his cousin Jesus coming on the scene, and yet he's not really sure about him. Are you the one? Is this the Messiah that we've been waiting for? Or should we look for somebody else? And Jesus gives him a most interesting answer. Just go tell John what you are hearing and seeing. The blind are regaining their sight, the lame are walking, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are... People are changing. That's my only proof. He doesn't declare, "I was born of a virgin, I'm from the line of David, that proves I'm God." Just look at the results, he's saying. That's restorative justice. Frankly, we're seeing it a lot in Pope Francis's effect on the whole world today. Why he was proclaimed Man of the Year, or Person of the Year by Time magazine. Because we've got a Pope who by his actions is actually changing people. This is restorative justice. So he says, go tell John what you've seen. Are people changing and being restored to their true identity? Then that's the only proof that I'm God. That's all you need. That's the way God justifies the human heart and the human soul. Not by punishing it, but by restoring it. And you feel the same sense of satisfaction when you see someone really change and you say, "He's different." But let's admit, that's a much more rare kind of justification. But it's what God holds out for. So John the Baptist represents retribution. And he says, it's as good as far as it goes. It gets you started to inhibit you from doing bad things. But the least in the kingdom of God, what I'm talking about, is greater than John the Baptist. So that's why Jesus talks in this paradoxical way. First he says, no man is greater than John the Baptist. And then the littlest guy in this room, or gal in this room, who understands how transformation and change happen, that person is greater than John the Baptist. Brilliant. Really brilliant. But I have to admit, after 44 years as a priest, I would say most Catholics are in the religion of John the Baptist. Very few the religion of Jesus. We still want retribution. We want to punish people. We want to punish others. Punishment is the best the unenlightened mind can do. It doesn't really awaken the heart. It doesn't really change the soul. But I admit, it's necessary at the beginning. I'm sure most of you who are parents couldn't have gotten through the first 20 years without some forms of punishment or timeouts or restriction of privilege. It's good to get you started. But Jesus leads you much farther than that.